This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This is a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Recorded live by Tankville Studios and Fallen Industries.
So welcome to the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, and it's a very special one, as you can probably hear behind me. Something a bit different. We're out of the studio, we're out and about. We're at Threshold 6, here at the Baltic Triangle. And we've got our own stage today at Constellations, all part of Merseyrail Sound Station. And with me right now to kick it off, we got the Queen of Threshold, the lovely Kaya Carney. Kaya, this is your festival. Months and months in the planning, it must be great to now be here and seeing how well it's going.
Yeah, it's always a... It's only just going into Saturday, so I'm still in that kind of thing. Well, you know when you're having a party and some people have arrived, but not everyone?
Yeah.
So you're still on that side of, ooh, what's it going to be like? But last night was amazing. I think it was a great launch. And just seeing it all come together that's been on spreadsheets and been inside my head, inside the other team members' heads, and actually see them materialize is just amazing.
Last night was fantastic. Well, I never thought you'd top last year's Threshold. And then I was here last night. Wow, incredible. Tell me what Threshold is, and tell for anyone that doesn't know, what is it, how did it start, and what's it all about?
Sure. We're a multi-arts grassroots festival. It started by us working with the CUC building that closed down 6 weeks before our second festival. That wasn't stressful at all. we were just coming in to do one stage, then we sort of got the next room, and ended up using like 27 rooms. And just putting on, we're working with loads of local promoters, getting loads of bands on, and essentially a bit of a networking, audience sharing for the bands, celebration of everything that's going on in Liverpool with some touring acts as well.
It's great. I remember last year seeing some of the talent that was on stage, and now seeing them this year playing bigger stages, bigger venues, with a bigger following. Mm-hmm. And honestly, but from my opinion, I think that's down to Threshold. That must be a great feeling for you guys.
That is one of the most important things for us. So we get seeing people like, you know, Mercy Wiley, for instance, who started out a very, you know, first almost just like a duo, and then last year first time with a big band, which we helped put together as part of the Threshold House band like 3 years ago. And then last year they were still her band, most of them. And then this year, you know, she completely smashed it yesterday.
Yeah,
and just so proud to see. And same thing with, like, you know, Natalie, how full was that stage? And from having played almost every year, it's just, yeah.
It is fantastic, and obviously a lot going on tonight. It is Saturday now. We're here at the Merseyrail Sound Station stage. We just had a great band called Shimona perform, so I think we're going to cross to the stage now. We're going to let you get on with your work. Kaya Carney, go and enjoy your festival, and thanks for putting on Threshold 2016. We look forward to 2017.
Thank you for being here and supporting us.
Only yesterday, and I know we're gone. Stay that way, but bring me safely. Bring me safely. Bring me safely.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
It certainly is. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. We are live at Threshold Festival 2016 in Constellations in the Baltic Triangle. And the lady that's just performed, you've just heard it, that is a track called Grow, is the lovely Anna Horton. She's sat with me now with a big massive hat on, cowboy hat, which is looking great. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. You.
So tell us, for anyone that doesn't know, tell us about you as an artist. Tell us your music story so far.
Well, I was in bands for like 5 years, just around Liverpool, but now I play on my own. I used to play acoustic, but it's just a bit flowery, so I play electric now.
And it's a bit flowery, like, yeah. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, trying to, I don't know, psych it up a bit, psych folk.
Psych folk, yeah. I like that a lot. What was that track? That track was Grow, tell us about that.
Yeah. That's quite new actually, that was the first song that I wrote with electric and like a bit of phaser and a bit of flange. It's just a bit more interesting, I think, with electric stuff. And yeah, they all go electric, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. Yeah. So tell us, obviously, Threshold you're playing today. This is a great little festival, great little platform for local musicians to kind of show off what they can do. Mm-hmm. It is a great festival this weekend, isn't it? I know you're having fun.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. I know a lot of people play in as well. It's just really cool. Like, the Baltic Triangle's amazing. Mm. Surprisingly, more people don't know about it, but that's quite good as well. So,
yeah. Just keep it to us. Yeah. Anyone else on the lineup that you're going to go and check out?
Yeah. I Am of the Universe, Pink Kink. I think they're great. Scarlet, loads of people. I know loads of people play. Yeah. Yeah. They'll be angry that I haven't mentioned them, but yeah, loads.
It's like a little village, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone's like, hi, mate. Yeah. Hello. Are you okay?
Just yeah, it's lovely. Everyone. Just wish it was sunny. Yeah. Be nice.
We need some sun. It's raining as we speak at the moment. So tell us what 2016's got in store for you then. What's coming up?
Cool. I'm doing a one-track recording deal with Playing With Sound. A song, and they're just gonna do the hard stuff for me. No, I'm just playing loads of gigs and hopefully getting somewhere with it, maybe.
Oh, I love how laid back you are. It's brilliant. Just maybe, yeah, I might get somewhere. We'll see. Where can we find out more, Anna? Where would you advise people to go to check out more of the music?
My Facebook page, which is just Anna Horton, and my Instagram, which is Anna Jane Horton. More of an Instagram person. It's a bit more visual. And there's no, like, I don't know, there's pictures of food and stuff.
And cowboy hats.
Yeah. There's no food on my Instagram, not one of them.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks for getting involved today on Merseyrail Sound Station stage at Threshold. And we'll probably see you at Threshold 2017, if not before. Anna Horton, thank you very much. So we are live at Threshold, special podcast this month, and this is a great little band. They're called Shimona, three lads from Bootle, indie rock at its very best, and this is one of their new tracks. Take it away, Shimona.
Take me higher than any place I've been. Let me me know that you're the best I've ever seen. And you can take me higher than any place I've been. Let me know that you're the best I've ever seen. I'm gonna fly so high this time. I'm gonna fly so high, I'm gonna fly. Don't wanna take it slow. You're not mine to let go. You don't belong here. And you can spread your wings. I'll fly above the things I'll never get to know. And you can take me higher than any place I've been. Let me know that you're the best I've ever seen. You can take me higher than any place I've been. Let me know that you're the best I've ever seen. I'm gonna fly so high this time. I'm gonna fly
to Merseyrail Sound Station. Check out MerseyrailSoundStation.com for exclusive videos and photographs from this month's live session.
It certainly is. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, a special one this time. We are live at Threshold Festival 2016 at the Baltic Triangle here at Constellations. And they are a great band, three-piece band. They are called Shimona. Check them out online if you can. Lots online from Shimona. And with us now, we've got editor of Beedolito, Chris Torp. He's with us. How are you, mate?
I'm really good, thank you. Nice to be here, Jay. Yeah.
Well, let's kick off with Threshold, because this is a great little festival. Sixth time that this has happened, and it's a celebration, really, of all that's good about local music, grassroots music, arts and performance. It's a great, great thing for the city, this, isn't it?
It is really good, and the good thing about this type of model of festival, split between lots of different venues, is you really get a sense of energy about the whole area and the place.
It's funny, I was saying to someone else last night that last year we were here and we were seeing artists doing their first gigs here, and now you're seeing them this year and they're getting much more of a bigger following. There's a girl called Eleanor Nelly, and she kicked off last year. This year she's doing a bigger gig. It's great to see that kind of progression, isn't it?
It's brilliant. This is such a good platform for somebody to come along, play a show. Maybe kind of test some things out early on, and then maybe a couple of years later, once they're a little bit more developed and they have that platform, it's a great showcase for them. It kind of brings the city together in kind of like one snapshot for a weekend. So
it's great. So if you are an upcoming musician, maybe you're in a band or something, certainly apply for Threshold 2017, because it is a great platform, as Chris said. Gig guide. Craig's not with us this week, so you're going to look after things for us. You've picked out some great gigs, starting with a festival that's a little bit different to Threshold. Tell us about this.
I'm sure Craig would vouch for this one as well. So yeah, Liverpool Disco Festival, it kind of sprung up and it's happening at the end of this year. It's happening kind of Halloween weekend, 29th, 30th October at Camp and Furnace, so not too far from where we are now. And they've got the big cult New York disco band Odyssey headlining it, but they pretty much couldn't wait. until October, so they're having a launch night on the 30th of April in Blade Factory, so it's the smaller room in Camp and Furnace, and they've got a cult DJ, Francois K, headlining that night, so that should be a really good one to kick things off.
Seems now there's a festival for every genre of music. You've got Soul Fest, you've got a reggae festival happening later in the year, but it's brilliant, isn't it, that every genre's getting celebrated?
No, it is, it's great, and that's kind of part of the whole Liverpool and UNESCO city of music. There's something for everyone, and it's not exclusive, it is inclusive.
Does that make it more difficult as a music magazine editor?
Difficult, yeah, I suppose, just to keep up. Yeah. It's tiring keeping up and on top of everything and making sure I'm aware of everything, but obviously it makes it so much easier for me. It's just being selective of picking out all the things that do go on. If they can do Blades Liverpool, people go, and if they have an interest in something, then you'll see events like this, and it's brilliant to see. Every week you can kind of move around and plug into something a bit different.
Yeah.
So disco is what's happening at the end of October.
Get the flares out end of October, and that launch party is coming up very soon. Next up, we got a Welsh artist who's got the most Welsh name I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I hope I don't offend any Welsh people by getting in there, but it's Melia Jones, ex-frontman of the Racehorses. He's brought out an LP, I think it was early on this year, but it was a really good single back in last year called How to Recognise a Work of Art, and his LP is quite confusingly titled 2013, and that was brought out at the beginning of this year, 2016, on Moshi Moshi Records.
Is he 3 years later?
I don't know, maybe he's been working on it for a while, I don't know, maybe he's just lazy in his titling. Yeah. So yeah, he's playing Studio 2 on the 29th of April. He's kind of a mix, it's kind of like sometimes it's jaunty, jangly, indie pop. Sometimes it's got a bit of soul with like a little bit of a kind of nod to Dexys. Sometimes it's quite downbeat. It's a little bit of everything, but it's stylish. I think he's a really interesting artist.
One brilliant. What date's that again? 29th of April?
Yeah.
Okay, check that one out. I'm not going to attempt to say his name, but Melia Jones, that's the one. Something special happening in April as well is Record Store Day. And we've got kind of a newbie on the block in terms of record stores in Liverpool above the Jacaranda now. So I'm presuming big celebrations there.
Definitely, yeah, the 16th of April. And yeah, Jacaranda Records, it will be their first year, and they're an official participating store as well, so they're going to have a lot of the, or a selection of the limited edition releases that are brought out, especially for the day. So yeah, that's on the top floor of Jacaranda. And if anyone's not been in, it's brilliant. It's kind of a cross between a coffee shop bar and a record store. It's kind of exactly what you want, with brilliant listening booths where you can put your record on at your table and put some headphones on and have a little listen to it, and you can actually listen in to what someone else in the next booth is listening to as well with a flick of a switch. It's great.
Don't ever sit next to me then if you're in that next booth, but it is great. I went down in daytime the other week and it was chock-a busy on like a Wednesday afternoon. It's a great atmosphere in there too.
It is great atmosphere, and the people who run it, they're enthusiasts that's the main thing, and they do kind of DJ sets, and they have the DJs at the end of the bar, so it's weird. They almost look like they're serving you, but they're serving you music and not serving you beer. Or on the day, they've got loads planned. So down in the basement, they've got some music on. So Tom Moorcroft is doing his sessions. Ross and Murray, one of the finalists at Soundstation last year.
Yeah.
And then the other side, you've got like Probe Record is going to be open today, an official store. There's always queues outside there. I always look forward to going into Probe on Record Store Day. But then you've got like Dig Vinyl on Bold Street below Soho's. They're not participating in Record Store Day this year because they kind of feel it's a little bit of a compromise in terms of the focus that's put on things on Record Store Day. They think that as an organisation, Record Store Day put too much of a focus on major labels and the releases, not the actual record stores. Right. They kind of get forgotten, so they're not participating this year, but they are kind of celebrating the day as their own birthday,
so they're doing it their own way.
Yeah.
Okay, so check it out, Record Store Day 2016. Next up, we got a band that are playing Threshold. They're actually playing tonight as we're recording this, but they've got their own gig coming up too.
So that's in the evening of Record Store Day. It's on Saturday, 16th of April, Bathymetry. They've got they're calling it their Moon Buggy Party. It's at the Buyers Club on 16th of April. And they've got a new single called Moon Buggy coming out, and they're recording the video for the single on the night. So they're asking people to come along. They're kind of calling it a bit of a kind of a glitter explosion, glitter and sequins explosion. So they're asking people to come along and get dressed up. They've got some great artists on with them. Game Programme, Jazz Hands, a brilliant band. And Ekate, I hope I've got that right. Ekate, I think, is it. But yeah, Bathymetry, they're great. They remind me of War Paint a little bit. So that's Saturday, 16th of April at Paris Club.
So check that out. We've heard a lot about them lately, and again, playing Threshold tonight. Check them out. Bathymetry on 16th of April. Next up, we've got something which I'm really excited about. I can't believe this is free, this festival, because the line lineup is mega. Smithdown Road Festival 2016.
Yeah, you're right. All of it's free and there's so much going on. They've got a stage in the Wavertree Mystery as well in the park, which is a big top stage. They're completely expanding and take over Smithdown Road. Venues like Kelly Dispensary, Evil Eye Burrito, Fat Flamingo, Cafe Oro. Yeah, and there's even going to be something in Sefton Park Cricket Club.
How is it free? I don't get it. There's obviously funding from somewhere, but it's crazy.
I think there's council funding as well. It's brilliant now.
It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, really,
it's that bank holiday weekend, then of April, beginning of May, May Day weekend, 30th April, 2nd of May. It's brilliant. There's so much stuff going on.
The lineup, we got the Sundowners on, Beans on Toast, Nat McCool is playing, who played Threshold. It's a great lineup and well worth checking out whether you're from Smithdown Road or not. Just get down there that weekend.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, we are catchers as well, playing Mono Sideboards, I know, Sound Station. At the final last year, there's so much, there's loads. There's also a few artists who are known to come and done Sound Station sessions, Holy Thursday, Mono LPs, and Natalie McCool. They're going to be playing at various stages across the weekend, so it's worth checking that out. They've got, I think it's all done through Facebook. There's an event on Facebook with all the list of all the events, venues, who's playing. There's an amazing lineup video as well, which is online. You should check that out, which has got everything on it. So brilliant. Again, great. Free. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Get down there. Smithdown Road Festival, that May Day weekend at the end of April.
Indeed. And then one more just to wrap things up, just for a slightly different take on things. Blue Tones are making a slight return. Yes, I have been working on that one all day. They're playing at... They're playing at Arts Club.
That's no lie, he actually has.
They're playing at Arts Club on 27th of April. They came back last year after having split up a few years back, and they did their 20th anniversary jukebox tour, they called it, and it was so successful that they've rolled it out and they've done a lot more dates this year. This may well be the last time any kind of Britpop fans who loved them first time around will get a chance to see them. So that's going to be Arts Club on 27th of April. By the sounds of it, this might be their final twirl to the hit. So
all the more reason to check it out. Chris, Bidolito for April, May, what's going on the mag?
An unbelievable amount of stuff. May is Liverpool Sound City, so we're going to be doing kind of a lot for that. We've got an event ourselves in April, on 21st of April, at Buyers Club, which we're doing in partnership with Pretty Green. We've got We Are Catchers playing, we've got Sugarmen, and we've got The Probes, who was a feature in this current issue of the magazine that's out now. That'll be a really good show. I mean, that'd be a brilliant show. I mean, We Are Catchers, one of my favourite artists from Liverpool in recent years. Probes are really kind of fresh and up and coming take on like kind of psych and kind of almost kind of like a bit like a bit post punk, but also a bit verve as well. And Sugarmen are brilliant, one of the best live acts, you know, on the Liverpool circuit at the moment. That should be really good. And then we've got an event with Writing on the Wall Festival in May, kind of like a panel event about misrepresentation in the music media. So we've got Laura Snapes, who is an editor with Pitchfork. She used to be an editor at the NME as well. She's a journalist, and we're kind of having a panel session talking about the way women aren't really represented in music media. So a lot of the time it comes from a male perspective, and how that shapes the way we as people, we as kind of music lovers and consumers, see the music, because the narrative is written by men, and talking about ways in which people kind of fight back against that, and ways in which we can encourage more women to get involved in it as well. So that'd be a really interesting panel event. And then we're going to have a show afterwards. We've got Pink Ink playing, so that's at the Everyman Bistro. The date escapes me, unfortunately, but it's all the info's on our website.
It'll be on the website, Bidolito, which has been revamped as well, so check it out, bidolito.com. Chris, thank you, mate. Thanks for getting involved. And back to Threshold now. We're here at Constellations. It is our Threshold special. Great day with Merseywell Sound Station, and this is a great band called Hez.
Don't worry, we can still be friends.
Yes, it certainly is. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. My name is Jay. Hope you're good. Thanks for checking us out. And it's a special one this time. We're here at Constellations in the Baltic Triangle for Threshold 2016. What an amazing day. And what an amazing band. They are Hairs, and they are, of course, playing the Merseyrail Sound Station stage here at Threshold Festival. So, fantastic afternoon. Great way to start the festival season. And once again, we're going to be doing the rounds of all the major festivals around Merseyside this year. You're going to see us at Sound City in May, Africa Oye in June, Lymph in July, plus the best of the rest over the next few months. I can't believe it's that time again already, though, because very soon, the Merseyrail Sound Station prize will be opening yet again. You're going to have the chance to upload an entry at any of our performance areas on the Merseyrail network, and successful entrants will play our festival at Moorfields in November, and then of course we'll choose one winner following in the footsteps of Katie Alex and Blue Saint to win a year's industry mentoring, studio time with Michael Johnson at Tankfield, and a year's worth of free rail travel courtesy of our mates at Merseyrail. More information on that very soon, and also, of course, more info on our special day from Lymph Academy at the end of May on our website soon too, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Right now though, we've got some more music. This is a great band. They're called A Lovely War, and they're playing here live at Threshold 2016.
They say hello, and then it's time to say goodbye. Consciousness, ubiquitous companionship. You've been with me through thin and thick. And if I've changed, you've led the way and helped me come to terms with it. The pavement winds with me and I, knowing that only death can come between myself and me. Myself and me.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station. Make sure you follow at MR Sound Station on Twitter and like Merseyrail Sound Station on Facebook for all Sound Station updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
It certainly is. It's the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. It's me, Jay. Hope you're good. And what a great day we're having. It's Threshold Festival 2016. That was a great band, a lovely war. And headline on the Merseyrail Sound Station stage is the man with the big voice, Mr. Dan Wilson. Great performance, mate.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to play, yeah. So enjoyed it.
And biggest crowd of the day as well in Constellations.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I hope they all enjoyed it as much as we did. So, you know, and a lot of merriment to come, yeah. Should imagine.
Are you staying out? Are you going to be involved in that merriment?
Yeah, probably. I will be watching the Liverpool match and then coming back to take part in the debauchery later. Yeah.
yeah. Love the way you got another word in for merriment then.
Yeah.
tell us about you as an artist and your music story, if you like, so far. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, sorry, I'm getting attacked here by a something, but okay, yeah. So I'm in the cubicle, and that's really what I've done mainly. We're doing our fourth album. We've done three albums. We go to Europe quite a lot, to Spain, Holland, Scandinavia. We've been together a long time, really, because I'm from St Helens. We met back there, but we all live in Liverpool now. Unfortunately, no disrespect to any St Helenians, but you know what I mean. You do have to scarper like if you want to, you know, the cultural side of life, yeah. So, although I still support the Saints. But I did that, and then I've been doing solo stuff kind of over the last few years as well. I've put a solo album out last September, which did okay. And I'm also in a band in the Basque Country, Spain, called Los Separatistas, which is like a side project thing for a number of musicians.
It's an interesting story, that. So you obviously in a band over here, you perform as yourself over here, and then you travel to Spain to with a Spanish band, is it? How did that come about?
Yeah, it was we met them we played a festival, Azquina Rock Festival, in 2010 or 11, I think, and I met this guy who's in a band there called Atom Rumba, and he's now a good friend of mine, Roberto, and we became friends, decided to do this like project where I just come with loads of lyrics, they're already playing music, and then we just did an album in a day and it was pretty good, and then did a few gigs after that, but you know, we haven't played together as much as we'd like because, you know, everyone's busy and things. But
and there's a giant big ocean in between both countries. Yeah. Good thing is, though, you get free paella, tapas and Spanish beer when you get there, though.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, yeah. One thing I do notice, the slight cultural difference is the priorities for English bands, and I mean myself included in that, is how much ale is there on the rider, but over there it's how much food.
Yeah.
They're very food obsessed, yeah. I can't really eat an hour before I go on, but they're just tucking into raw fish and everything, so.
What's it like, though, because the music scene obviously here in Liverpool and Merseyside is incredible. What's it like in Spain, the music scene? Is it any different?
Yeah, it's I mean, I suppose it's a bit like, a lot of the places are quite like rough and ready rock and roll bars, you know, a bit like Zanzibarish, you know what I mean? They've got that character where, you know, there might not be a toilet seat on the bog or whatever, but it's a good atmosphere there, and there's a kind of sense of danger or whatever. It's a bit like that, really. Yeah. There. Yeah, there's a bit more of that. Yeah,
a bit of danger whether you're going to sit down or
yeah, there's some health and safety issues with some of the food, but whereas Scandinavia's kind of the other end of the spectrum, you know, of like it's just incredible.
I love the way this interview has turned into like a geographical.
Well, it's like Wickers Travels.
Let's talk about you going forward. Where do you see yourself? Are you going to be doing stuff in the UK and Spain? How's that going to
work? Yeah, well, I mean, I live and work here in Liverpool. I work, you know, with students who've got dyslexia and things like that at the university, so I'm always around doing that. But this summer we're going to, I've got a tour in Holland, and then I've got a festival in Norway, soon to be hopefully another show because we need to, so we can cover the costs. And then I'm going to be going to Spain to do some festivals in San Sebastian in early September. So that's my summer busy, and then also hopefully take my girlfriend on holiday in between all that, so she stays on side. You know?
Yeah. We'll just kill two birds. You're in Spain, you know what I mean? Just kill two birds. Listen, Threshold Festival, before you go, what a great festival. And I know you've been doing music for a long time, but for younger musicians who we had earlier on the bill today, it's a great platform, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful platform, really. And I've not been before, so it is just an interesting setup with the different things. It's quite a bit of space between it, but you're walking around. It's a nice little area where every everything's there. I think it's a great platform, yeah, particularly, and things like the Sound Station are a good thing for young upcoming artists and stuff, so yeah. Brilliant. Excellent.
Well, listen, mate, keep in touch, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks for playing today. We're going to finish with one of your tunes. Tell us about this.
Okay, this is a song called The Poultry Man, yet to be recorded, actually, so a bit of a first. So it just seemed to be the best one that we played, so I'm happy for that.
I love your honesty.
Cheers. Yeah.
Dan Wilson, thank you, mate. That is all from us on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. That's all from us at Threshold 2016. We are going to be back next month, of course, and we are building up to Sound City on Bramley Moor Dock. From everyone at Merseyrail Sound Station, thanks for listening, and this is Dan Wilson.
She don't call for a lamb. She gonna suck all the joy that she can muster from the fat of the lamb. You don't know where they've been, they cried out, my sweet old shaggy dame. But I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I can change this poultry man. Once it rained for 40 days and nights, it made a mess of our land. Men, they left in search of work or war, but desired and hang around. We don't know where you've been, they cried out, my sweet old shaggy dame. But I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I can change this poultry man. Oh, poultry man! Poultry man don't take orders, he just follows the moon. Hears his name whistle on the wind, and he feels them billing cool. They don't know where they've been, they cry out, you sweet old shaggy dame. But I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I can change this poultry man. They don't know where you've been, they call out, my sweet old shaggy dame. But I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna need you. I can change this, change this, change this poultry man. Thank you very much.
This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This has been a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Follow us on Twitter at MR Sound Station and like us on Facebook. Get there by train.